Hello and welcome to FS 2022, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills which are in demand by the labour market. My name is José Carlos León and I work for INDIPSI. In this podcast we will talk about emotional intelligence and we are accompanied by Paco Canavaca, CEO and founder of Coachart, with a wide experience working in this field in companies and organizations. Hello Paco, and thank you very much for being here with us today. Hello and welcome to FS 2022, an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills which are in demand by the labour market. My name is José Carlos León and I work for INDIPSI. In this podcast we will talk about emotional intelligence and we are accompanied by Paco Canavaca, CEO and founder of Coachart, with a wide experience working in this field in companies and organizations. Hello Paco, and thank you very much for being here with us today.
Good afternoon, a pleasure.
You have done a lot of work on emotional intelligence in different organizations and you also give training based on the skills described in the World Economic Forum report. Emotional intelligence was already in the 2016 edition, and it is repeated in the 2018 update. What do you think? Why is emotional intelligence so valuable?
We have learned emotional intelligence from a merely experiential point of view, and now that we have internalized and systematized it, we understand it from a more conceptual point of view. In order to respond adequately, we would have to resort to Daniel Goleman's concept of emotional intelligence, how through his work in 1995 he made the term public and how, subsequently, he brought it to the sphere of the company and business. In the book, Goleman defines emotional intelligence as the ability to recognize not only my own emotions, but also of others around me. Perhaps from that definition, the value of emotional intelligence that makes me repeat on the World Economic Forum list is the way of interacting with myself on the one hand, and with others on the other. This makes us improve our relationship with the people in our working environment, and perhaps this is the fundamental element of emotional intelligence.
What practical benefits does emotional intelligence bring to the labor market for that person who is looking for a job or seeking stability in these uncertain times?
As a benefit, with emotional intelligence we are able to develop a series of skills of a personal nature, such as self-awareness, understood as the knowledge and understanding of my own emotions, self-management, managing my moods, fundamentally those that worry and disturb me, and also motivation, those aspects that make me passionate about working and taking action. These are personal skills, but we also have social skills such as empathy, recognizing and accepting the emotional state of others, or managing relationships, generating influence and creating personal networks. Emotional intelligence in the labor market is therefore present in the development of personal and social competences.
With that in mind, what can be the risks for a worker who lacks those skills?
Without being emotionally intelligent, team members will have more job satisfaction and can contribute to a better working environment. If not, we will have difficulties in relating to each other and this can lead to a loss of confidence, dissatisfaction, discomfort at work, difficulty in accepting and managing work and personal uncertainty, lack of motivation, optimism, less enthusiasm for my work performance, less commitment to my organization. But it can also affect me in a worse relationship with the network I establish with my colleagues. Without being emotionally intelligent, team members will not have more job satisfaction and will not contribute to a better working environment. If we don't have emotional intelligence, we will have difficulties in relating to each other and this can lead to a loss of confidence, dissatisfaction, discomfort at work, difficulty in accepting and managing work and personal uncertainty, lack of motivation, optimism, less enthusiasm for my work performance, less commitment to my organization. But it can also affect me in a bad way in the relationship with the network I establish with my colleagues.
In your direct experience of working with emotional intelligence in companies and organizations, what have you found to be most compelling?
With EQ, we are talking about a way of interacting and internalizing a series of skills. This is the best news, that it is something that can be trained to become competent in emotional intelligence. It is about applying a learning attitude that can lead me to acquire those skills that depend on emotional intelligence. Basically, this is purely experiential, since we have already overcome the idea of IQ as the only element to define whether a person can be more or less successful. When the members of an organization understand that it is possible to acquire and develop these competencies, very immediate and beneficial effects are achieved for the improvement processes. And not only managerial, but also productive, because they improve profits, but also efficiency, productivity, creativity, talent development, orientation to results, service and the objectives of the organization. When the worker becomes aware of the possibility of acquiring these learnings, his professional performance capacity is much greater and therefore his satisfaction improves.
How can you encourage a job seeker or someone who is affected by this situation of uncertainty to develop their emotional intelligence?
Dr. Lopez Rossetti says that we are not rational beings who just feel, but emotional beings who sometimes reason. In the end, the emotions play a vital role in our day-to-day, or in the personal scope and professionally. Somehow, one needs to understand the importance of our emotional state in the taking of decisions. We do not always take them in parameters of profitability, because for example we did not buy a car based on the rational comparison of all models or price, but because we liked it, it made us feel good or we thought it made us acquire a certain social status. In the end, the big decisions of our life are taken from that emotional brain, and therefore are very influenced by an emotional state that we must learn to manage with a high degree of optimization to achieve success or the achievement of our goals. This low correlation between classical intelligence linked to logical and analytical performance and emotional intelligence is becoming increasingly evident, with all these competencies we are talking about. We have the example of an intellectually brilliant student, but with an empty emotional life, compared to people who with more limited capacities have a more successful life from the point of view of personal and relational competences, with their ability in the field of influence or the creation of networks and teams.
Paco, you are an architect by training and also by profession. What is the relationship between emotional intelligence and the structures, foundations and solidity of a professional?
Look, when I started working professionally as an architect, I understood that the most important thing about a project was to understand it as a representation of a future reality. Fortunately, with the passage of time and the discovery of emotional intelligence, I realized that perhaps architecture was not as important as construction. Now I understand the great role of building my life or my professional performance from solid structures and strong foundations. When in an organization there is a deficit in that emotional management, there is a risk of greater dissatisfaction with the work, with the results I obtain, and also in the relationship with others. If I have an emotionally intelligent life, I will be able to take in everything that the work environment offers me, and also the relationship with others. This generates influence capacity, which I think is one of the main results of proper emotional management, because you become an influence generator for yourself, but also for others.
Thank you very much, Paco, for your experience and your wisdom, and thank you for being with us in FS 2022. And if you would like to have more information, please do not hesitate to visit our website www.fs2022.eu or our Facebook project FS2022.